I ran into a Mormon not too long ago, Dr. Dobson. I don't know if any of you guys know him. He's a chiropractor in the area, but I ran into him at Myers. I was giving the gospel with some people, and I ran into this Mormon man. He's a doctor here in Durand. And Dr. Dobson told me, he says, "Oh, Brother Powell," he says, "it's so great to see you." He says, "I remember seeing you as a kid," and he tried to give me his gospel, you know. And I asked him, I said, "Brother Dobson," or excuse me, not Brother Dobson, he's not a brother. I said, "Mr. Dobson, what must I do to be saved?" He said, "Keep the commandments, live a good life." And he says, "One day you'll become a god." And I thought about it. I'm like, is this April Fool's? Are you really kidding me right now? He says, no. He says, "God wants us to be just like him. God wants us to be able to, you know, and one day I'm going to create all my own planets. And I'm going to have all my women." And that's a whole nother deal. That wicked, adulterous religion and the founder of it. You look at a founder of a religion. Joseph Smith had multiple wives. So did Brigham Young. So did all their, you know, their prophets. I don't think Satan has anything new under the sun here with regards to this movement. In Genesis 3:5, the Bible reads, it says, "For God doth know that the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open." This is Satan speaking. "And ye shall be as" what? "Gods." So when you open this and show this to them, I've opened this and shown this to several Mormons, and they've said, "I've never seen that before." But Genesis is very clear. Satan's like, "Look, if you just become good enough, if you just partake of this fruit, you'll become as gods." Well, I mean, the Mormons, is there any difference between that and Mormonism? Is there any difference? I don't see any difference. And you're like, "Man, well, that's an awfully big lie for them to believe." Well, you know what? Hitler said, if you tell a lie big enough, loud enough, and often enough, people will eventually believe it. And so if you're lying out of both sides of your mouth, you know, Joseph Smith also preached in he had a whole sermon called The Plurality of Gods. Yeah. He says, this three-in-one thing that the Christians have believed ever since Jesus came, he says, that's a strange deity anyhow. He says, "I suppose there's thousands and thousands of God the Fathers everywhere. And if you're good enough, you'll become God the Father. And you'll create your own planets." If anything, to me, it's more of a sci-fi religion. When I see these sci-fi movies, I'm thinking, wow, that's Mormonism. You know, and it's no wonder so many people are converting to Mormonism, because they watch a lot of sci-fi movies. And you say, "Well, you're crazy for saying no. A lot of times, it affects a certain part in a person's brain, and they get it. They for crying out loud, we even have Jedi temples. People are like, "Oh, why are you preaching a sermon on Mormonism?" Because they're taking over Durand. I can't tell you how many doors I've knocked. "Oh, we're part of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints." I said, "Okay, that's great. Do you go there?" "No, they're based in Lansing, but they come all the way out. They come all the way out here to give their gospel. You know, we believe that one day we'll become a god." And they are the most, once you're in that cult, it is so hard to get out of it. They're the most polytheistic religion in the world. They're more polytheistic than Buddhism, than Hinduism, than Jehovah's Witness. The Jehovah's Witness believe in multiple gods as well, by the way. They're the most polytheistic religion on the face of the planet. I mean, how crazy do you have to be? God point blank says, "Hey, before me there is none else, neither shall they be formed after me." He says, "I am the beginning and the end. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last." What part did the Mormons not understand about that?